Olson, St. Helena, California, October 8, 1907. Elder Olson Strathfield, Sydney, Australia. Dear Brother, I would be pleased to be able to converse with you and Brother Starr. We see a large work needing to be done in every place. I am greatly burdened for our churches. It is no time now to let worldliness and pride and display come into our ranks to bear testimony against us. The Word of God is to be our educator. The Lord has also given us the testimonies of His Holy Spirit to guide us in the work of these last days. We are to be tested and proved. But when the Lord permits trials to come, we are ever to remember that Christ is with us as surely as He journeyed with the armies of Israel. In a pillar of cloud He shaded them by day, that the fierce rays of the sun might not strike them. He led them in the night by a pillar of fire. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water. Exodus 17, verse 1. Read the history of the Israelites at this time. Their experiences are recorded that we may learn their lessons. The Lord brought this undisciplined people from their condition of slavery and led them through the varied experiences of the wilderness wandering. For their own good, He brought them to difficult places, that He might reveal to them His power to deliver, and that they might learn to know the merciful and wonderful ways of the Lord. They were to learn His will concerning them. My brother, those who have a part to act in our sanitarium work should seek the Lord in earnest faith. We are now in the closing work of this earth's history. There is not a moment's time to give to doubting. Let your faith increase. However discouraging appearances may be, believe that the Lord will work in behalf of His people and His cause. I believe that Brother and Sister Starr should now come in to unite with the sanitarium work at Warunga. It would not have been best for them to do this before, for had they done so, the deficiency which is now revealed would have reflected upon them. This would have placed Brother and Sister Starr at a disadvantage. Now if they can come in to help, there will be no cause for any to say that they were forward in taking the responsibilities, and that their efforts were not appreciated. I have counsel to give regarding those who have accepted the responsibilities at the Warunga Sanitarium. They should educate themselves to become efficient. Those who are outside the institution are quick to discern a lack of adaptability or discipline. Everything in connection with the work there should be in harmony with good management. The religion of Jesus Christ must be an apparent quality in the lives of the workers. They must know Christ, and to know Him, they must know His love. They must have an intelligent understanding of the pattern that Christ came into the world to give. Their fitness as sanitarium workers should be measured by their ability to love as Christ loved, and to work as He worked. The whole man must be sanctified, purified, refined, ennobled. As the Lord's representatives, no cheapness is to be revealed in words or works. When Christ is formed within, the hope of glory, right lines of work will be taken hold of. The worker will realize that he is the representative of Christ, and that words and works and thoughts are to be such as can meet the approval of God. The worker who reveals a right spirit and consistent behavior under trying circumstances is proving his adaptability for his work. He is qualifying himself to meet all kinds of minds and to be a true representative of the master worker. Everyone who comes to the sanitarium should have careful attention. Reforms need to be made by the patients, and the workers who are brought in contact with them are to encourage them by treating them with kindness and tenderness and the gentleness of Christ. Christ our Savior was a man of tenderest sympathies. He was susceptible to the needs of all with whom He came in contact and who were in need of His help. Oh, that the mind that was in Christ Jesus dwelt in our workers today! Christ was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. In presenting the Word, dwell on His susceptibility to the griefs and sorrows of men. Present before those who have spoiled their lives by self-indulgence, and who are impatient and fretful, the beauty of Christ's life from the manger to the cross. His lovely character is the pattern for every human soul. Christ was a perfect instructor. Those who will become acquainted with His teachings will learn to exercise right feelings and to manifest His Spirit in dealing with souls. We need to have a broader view of the Savior as Lord and Christ. Acts 2, verse 36. All power is given to Him to give to those who claim to believe in His name. Matthew 28, verse 18. We do not half acknowledge His right to our homage and obedience, and to our increasing faith in Him. We need to understand the depth of significance there is in the words of the Apostle. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the Apostle continues, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3, verse 1-4, 12-17. This is the work that is to be carried on in every sanitarium established among us. We need to have our whole religious experience molded to the divine similitude. These words were given to me for all who meet together in church capacity, but they apply especially to the sanitarium workers. There is a great work to be done in our churches and in our schools in coming up to a higher plan of action. We are not ready to meet the Lord. Men who are placed in offices of responsibility are not to consider that their position gives them the right to rule over men and women who are working under the direction of the Holy Spirit. I am bidden to say to every soul, put yourself under discipline to Christ. Be led by His word. Heed His instruction. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. I beseech the churches in every place to make thorough work for eternity by confession and putting away of sins. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. By what means? Through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. God and Christ alone know what the souls of men have cost. For our sakes the Son of God became poor, that we through His poverty might be made rich with eternal riches. His love is without a parallel. It has bought for us immeasurable grace. By the sacrifice of Christ for us, the richest gifts of heaven are offered us. Then let us break every yoke but that of Christ. In our sanitarium and school work, let us come up on a higher platform. Let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us pray in faith for large measure of the Holy Spirit. And this I pray, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Philippians 1, verse 9. As I consider the great work that needs to be done for those who profess to believe the truth, I cannot rest. Brethren, shall we not pray more and criticize less? Shall we not make thorough work for eternity? I can write no more, for the mail must leave very soon. I pray that God will bless you all in Australia.